When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
2-on-1, bounce pass, right side, got it.
Braves basketball is sponsored by Glick's, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Slavinsky Law Offices, UPMC Susquehanna, Carpet Man, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peter's Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Welcome to the big court in Montoursville tonight as the Shikellamy Braves make their first trip to the Warriors' home in about 4 years or so. But it is the biggest basketball court in the area. Those of you that remember the original Mifflinburg basketball court, remember how small that one was. You take three steps and you'd be from the baseline to half court. Well, this one was almost a mile away, it would feel, if you came from Mifflinburg and then played here in Montoursville. It is a test for any team that is not used to playing on a court this large. It is the maximum size available when it comes to high school gymnasiums and basketball courts, and it is a big test for the big guys. And one of my partners, my partner for basketball, I should say, is one of those guys that have been on a big court like this and knows what it's like to get from baseline to baseline, Chief.
Well, yeah, it's called tired. Yeah, I know from bringing the girls up here over the years that it affects your game a little bit till you get adjusted to it. The fact that the passes that you think are going to be full-length passes maybe get two-thirds of the way there until you readjust makes life difficult. But it is a court that, you got to get used to a little bit, and the Braves haven't played here for a while. And the one thing that's positive about it is you can get the fast break going, and it can set up and develop a little bit later because you got farther to go.
Well, and Montoursville likes to usually get the fast break going because they know there's a lot of teams in this league, especially, that don't get a chance to play on these big courts. They're used to it. They practice on it all the time. They take advantage of that home court advantage.
Yeah, the Braves are runners, too. So, the one thing that I miss about the gymnasium down at Shikellamy is the lighting, because the lighting here is pretty dim, I think, for most courts. And they go to the energy efficient lighting, and I think there's two ways you can go. You can go that it's cheap and bright, or you can go it's cheap and not so bright.
Well, there's quite a few lights that aren't actually being used or are out here in this gym. Like half of the valances are actually missing some lighting, and I think, and that's right around the center. And I don't know if that's because of wrestling to get those spotlights to look a little bit better on the wrestling mat at center court or what. But again, that might have something to do with a little bit of the lack of lighting, at least here we're in the middle of the court.
So are we starting at lightweight, welterweight, or like heavyweight tonight?
I don't know. It depends on where they draw. It depends on how they draw here tonight.
I didn't notice that. You're right, Kevin. There are half of some of the lights are out. So maybe that's the reason.
Well, I can tell you one thing. This is a Mifflinburg team that has played very well moving up. A Montoursville team that has played very well moving up to the big division this year for basketball. 8-2 coming into this game, 4-1 in conference play. Shikellamy, of course, coming off their best game of the season, a big win over Selinsgrove just a few nights ago, and a big win where they were scoring 20 in almost every single game or every single period a couple of nights ago.
Well, when you outscore a team 89-46, three more points and you would have doubled them up. You had a heck of a night offensively. That 29 points in that third quarter, and I was jokingly last Friday saying that's almost as many points as they were scoring in some of their games, but they really exploded. And you and I talked about this on the way up, and a lot of it had to do with the arrival and first game for Lucas Tilford, as his energy it just does a great job of getting everybody sparked up, and they did. They played. Probably, I don't want to use the word above themselves, but they played the way they should have been playing all year long.
Well, three guys in double figures, I believe, first time all year they've had. Well, and almost had four, if I remember correctly.
Well, Darrell Lyles led all scorers with 24, and Lucas Tilford with 16, Jacob Hernandez with 12, and Braden Long with 10.
So, yeah, there were four and almost five.
Let's not forget Dylan Stevens' 8 points in a period of about 35 seconds there in the third quarter as he erupted for a deuce and two trays. So, you know, they just had a great night, and we are hoping, I know Coach Ziegler's hoping, that it continues tonight. In fact, I'm sure someplace in that scouting report he says, now we won our big game, now this is a test if we can come back and beat a quality team here tonight. And it will be. That was not to say Seals Grove wasn't a quality win, but it was a very emotional win. A win tonight is a quality win.
Well, and it's going to be a big night for down in the low box here. It's going to be a big battle. Darrell Lyles will likely match up with Austin Lowe, the junior, averaging 16 points a game. You'll see a couple of different – now, he's the primary guy down in the low box. He's one of the best post players in the area, and they're going to have to really keep an eye on him. And then you have Shearer, who is the type of guy that can hit from basically anywhere on the court. He's a six-footer that he can hit from just about anywhere on the court, so they're going to have to keep an eye on him as well tonight. Again, a Montoursville team that does not hesitate to score some points.
Yeah, I even think the big kid comes outside to shoot threes too, Kevin. And that's you know, years ago, there were coaches that told their big guys, if you step anywhere outside of the paint or around the area of the paint, you're coming out of the game. And now with the three-point line, a lot of times they encourage their big guys to take the other big person out. Well, if you're going to pull me out and you throw me the ball and I'm wide open, I'm going to shoot the ball. And there are some quality big kids that can shoot. Well, I think of Thomas Schultz from Lourdes, all right?
Great
who,
example.
Who is, you know, great inside. And 10, 12-foot jump shots, and he also can nail the three. So, you know, just because the big guy's out there doesn't mean he's not – just because he's out there doesn't mean that he's not going to shoot.
Well, Lowe, the 6'6 junior playing post, he will be replaced by Sims, a 6'3 off the bench, but he does not play a whole lot. So you know Sims is in some good physical conditioning. Problem is, if he gets into foul trouble, then you have a little bit less experience in the low box from Montoursville. Maybe that'll be a key for Shikellamy tonight, is to really attack him defensively when Shikellamy has the ball and attack him as a defensive player.
Well, I'm telling you, Kevin, Darrell's going to give the Montoursville kid some problems tonight. I was in Marlin's sub shop today, and I was talking to Greg Morton, and Greg and I played basketball in high school together, and we graduated together, and we were talking about, you know, the Braves and how well they did. And I said, well, I'll tell you right now, I think Darrell Lyles is if he's not the best big man in the league, he's close to it. He has something that a lot of these other big guys don't, and that's just called upper body strength. And he's got one of those physiques that is hard to get around. All right, And I think I've mentioned this, and I probably sound like a broken record. I have never seen anybody that gets and recovers that quickly off of a shot to get the ball and put it back up again. Something that a couple of the other big guys for Shikellamy need to learn. Don't put the ball on the floor. All right, go right back up with it. So that's going to be an interesting, very interesting matchup tonight, Kevin.
And the one guy we didn't talk about was a very athletic player, averaging 13 a game, the 6'1 Dylan Bauer, the senior. And again, he's another one of those guys on Shikellamy's radar tonight. We'll see what Coach Bill Ziegler's had to say to the Shikellamy Braves here in the last couple of nights, coming off the big win at home against Selins Grove just a few nights ago. We'll go inside the locker room next on WKOK and online at WKOK.com.
Hey, Shikellamy sports fans. Our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday, so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Ring in the new year by leasing an all-new 2019 Subaru Forester for only $259 per month.
Or choose rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months on all Outback, Legacy, and WRX models.
Only at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Forester KFB01 for $259 per month with $1,759 due at sign. Lease is 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Offer ends January 31st.
WNL Subaru, it's the right car to do.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Welcome back to Montoursville. Kevin here with Coach Bill Ziegler as we get ready for Montoursville Shikellamy on the big court. And is that something you talked about? This is one of the biggest courts in the area. It is definitely the biggest court you play on all year. It makes running a little bit, a couple extra steps every time.
Yeah, we do realize that, and we're probably going to have to go a little deeper into our bench a little earlier. And, you know, that's something that we definitely talked about yesterday at practice, and we will reemphasize in the pregame today.
It's also tough on the big guys. Those are the ones that have the biggest runs, and this could be one of the better big guy matchups tonight.
Yeah, Lowe's a real good big man. He's probably, in my opinion, the best outside shooter for a big man around. He's 6 foot six. He plays pretty well against the basket, and if you leave him open, he can knock it down. He played with some of our kids in the AAU this summer, and, you know, that was the big thing that they told me. Coach, he can really shoot, so we have to be aware of him no matter where he is.
And there's a couple of guys you have to keep watching on as far as when they cross the line, and I know that one of the guards is another one on your radar.
Yeah, Sheard is a very good shooter. Matter of fact, he has 23s already, just getting to the midway point of the season, and you know, he has about 70 points for the year, and that's 60 of them. So he's definitely a three-point shooter, so we have to make sure we're aware of him at all times. But they have more than just him that can knock down the three. They have a bunch of guys that, you know, average about one three-pointer a game, so whoever's open for them, they have their green light to go shoot.
You know, Friday night, it was obviously the best game all year, well-rounded, lots of scoring, lots of offense, lots of intensity. And I know you've talked about that over the last small few practices you've had between Friday night and tonight. How do you keep that kind of an intensity going, and how do you keep the kids that motivated again tonight?
Well, we're hoping that, you know, when you have success sometimes, and then, you know, that goes towards your energy level. You know, we always have a thought of the day at practice, and our thought of the day at our last practice was different team, same energy. And if we come out with that energy tonight, you know, we have a good chance of being successful.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll check in with you later.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's the Start Something New sales event, and it's the best time to buy a new vehicle.
We're starting something new with lifetime PA state inspections on all new vehicles.
Now that is new, Troy. We'll also continue to give the biggest discounts in the valley on Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles.
Come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Starting lineups for tonight's matchup between Shikellamy and Mifflinburg.
Montoursville.
You know what?
That was last Friday.
I was going to say, I'm a couple of Fridays behind. You know what's worse is when you play them back-to-back. And that happened a couple of years ago.
We played Sealens Grove in between.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, it's worse when you play them back-to-back.
Tonight, the starting lineup for Montoursville, it'll be Dylan Young, the sophomore, averaging 8 points a game, a 73% shooter. Dylan Bauer, averaging 13 a game, the senior, a 63% free-throw shooter. Brandon Good is the junior coming into tonight's matchup. Good averaging 2 points a game. Hunter Shearer averaging 7 points a game. The junior is 60% from the free throw line. And Austin Lowe, a junior, averaging 58% from the free throw line at a 16-point average. It's Young, Bauer, Good, Shearer, and Lowe. Shikellamy starting lineup coming up next.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealens Grove.
Well, the holidays are over and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids. Always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
Starting lineups for the Shikellamy Braves tonight here as Montoursville plays host to Shikellamy. It'll be Dylan Stevens, a 5'10 junior guard. Stevens, an 82% free throw shooter, leads the team in that category, has a 5-point-a-game average. Rain Long, the 6-foot sophomore at guard, long tied for the team lead in steals, averaging 11 points a game, a 59% free throw shooter. Carson Bauman, a 5'9 junior guard. Bauman is a 60% free throw shooter, averaging 3 points a game, has one charge, tied for the team lead in that category. Darrell Lyles, a 6'4" forward. Lyles leads the team in points per game at 20, a 45% free throw shooter, leads the team in rebounds, assists, points off turnovers, blocks, and tied for the team lead in steals. Jacob Hernandez, the 6'2" forward. He is a freshman. Hernandez coming into tonight's game with a 75% free throw shooting line and averaging about 5 points a game. So again, it is Stevens, Long, Bauman, Lyles, and Hernandez for the Braves. Young, Bauer, Good, Shearer, and Austin Lowe for the Montoursville Warriors under the direction of Mike Musina. The Warriors will be in their off-white uniforms with gold numerals and navy blue trim. Braves will be in their navy blue uniforms with a white stripe down the side, white trim around the maroon numerals, and white lettering with maroon trim across the front. At the center circle, it will be Lyles and Lowe, and it's tipped in control by Montoursville. Montoursville has the basket to our left, and driving in and traveling is good after he got the high-low pass from Lowe.
That's a good cut that time by number 24, Good. From up here, it was hard to see, but it must have slid his feet when he caught the pass from Lowe.
Over to the right side, Long goes to the foul line, finds Hernandez. Man-to-man defense for Montoursville as Bauman drives in. Back iron, no good. Big rebound underneath by Good.
It's good to see Carson take the ball to the hoop, Kevin. Of course, he went in among the Giants that time, but he got there.
Bauer drives in right through the middle of the court and right through the paint and puts it up and in for two. Early lead, 2-0 for Montoursville. Long drives in, tries to get the foul call, doesn't get it. Shot no good. Low with the rebound, though. Outlet underneath the Bauer. Bauer run and gun, and it's 4-0 Montoursville. 50 ticks gone by.
Yeah, you got to get back. Montoursville doing a nice job of running the court, Kevin.
Top of the key, Lyles. Lyles will go to the low box now, forces one off the window short, gets his own rebound, puts it on the floor, goes back up left side, left hand, and right in.
Well, that's what I talked about before, the fact that just because Darrell misses that first shot doesn't mean he's not going to get the ball right back again, and went across with his left hand and scored to get the Braves in the scoring situation.
Left side, Austin Lowe with the basketball, bounces it from about 12 foot for Bauer's fadeaway, and it's good. 6-2 with 6:30 to go, first period, Montoursville leads.
And that's Dylan Bauer's 6, Shikellamy 2.
Kevin, Dylan Darrell Lyles, too.
Yeah, having a really good start here.
And Darrell with the basketball now. He goes left hand, drives in, tries to draw the foul, back iron, no good, gets his own put back, no good. This time Lowe strips it down and puts it into the hands of Montoursville's Hunter Shearer. Shearer finding all alone under the basket Bauer for the reverse layup and a quick timeout. Bill Ziegler is livid
He's livid because nobody's picking up Bauer. Bauer's been doing a nice job of coming down on either side wide and then cutting into the basket. And if the Braves are playing a man-to-man, they've got to match up with him, and they have not done that. If they're in a zone, they have to stop that move that comes across basically from, if you're coming right from left or left to right from the wing in, And Bauer just getting in the open spot. And what he's doing is finishing, all right? He's not missing the opportunity. He's taken four shots, and he's made four baskets.
Here's the first 56 minutes of this game. Bauer, Bauer, Lyles, Bauer, Bauer.
That's true.
that's how we got to 8-2 right now. And Hernandez will inbound after Bill Ziegler tries to hit the reset here for Shikellamy and takes that 30-second timeout. Bauman with the basketball, the right wing, Darrell Lyles. Lyles will go top of the key to Long. Long can hit the three, but decided not to take it. Bauman with the basketball, goes to Long again. Long at the foul line, spins to the left, and gets harassed and fouled on the way in. This should be a shooting foul. Foul should be on Bauer.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's going to be on Good, the other side.
Brandon Good picks up the foul. Nice little spin move from the foul line down the left side by Braden Long that time. And I don't think he was going to make the shot. It was a little bit off bounce, but he did draw the foul.
Long, a 59% free throw shooter, hits about all of the rim and couldn't get it to drop in. Stevens will come out now, and Lucas Tilford will come in. Checking out for Montoursville is good. Coming in will be Josh Berger. Second effort for Long is good. 8-3, 5:43 to go first period. Montoursville on top.
And the Braves need a stop here. They really have not stopped Montoursville yet, Kevin, but most of the baskets coming on transition or close to transition right before they set up their offensive set.
Young has it out front, goes to the right wing. He'll find Berger. Berger will send it inside and low right by Darrell Lyles for the two in the low box.
You got to get it pretty high to block that shot, Kevin. Nice job.
Long catch and shoot, near wing three, overshot everything. Rebound on the backside by Berger. Pass underneath, finds Young all alone under the basket for an easy two, 12-3, yeah. Montoursville.
The Braves getting caught with their back of their heads to the ball, and Montoursville taking care of it and getting it down low and on nice pinpoint passes for layups, Kevin.
We talked about this big court, and they use it well. Foul goes, Darrell Lyles drives in, and this foul will be on number 10, Josh Berger. Second foul of the game for Montoursville. His first, Darrell to the line, a 45% free throw shooter.
I think tonight, Kevin, as every night, foul shots are going to be very crucial here.
They want to stay in the game. They got to make them. Here comes Marshall in for Hernandez as Lyles makes the first. He'll have another opportunity as the right-hander bounces three times, bends the knees, bends the elbows, and comes up a little short. Nice rebound by Bauer as he boxed out.
The Braves as a team, 2-for-4 from the foul line, shooting 50%, Kevin.
A 56% free throw shooting team, that's down a little bit. Deep three by Shearer, and Coach Ziegler talked about that in the pregame, worried about that deep three, and that one was taken from somewhere around downtown Williamsport. Shot by Lucas Tilford is no good. Bauer at the other end on the run and gun gets it 17-4 in another Shikellamy timeout. 4:20 remaining, and it has been Montoursville with 17 points in the period, and we're not even halfway through it. It's a full timeout, by the way.
Well, that time, Bauer, once he caught the pass, just got right by Braden Long. Braden Long got caught running backwards, and Bauer was going full speed forward and just went right in for that layup again. So the Braves, I think, are really being affected by the length of the court.
Absolutely.
They think that they're back far enough, and they really are not.
And they leave about 3 feet, and that's enough to get behind them. Yeah.
And what's happening now is they're getting the Warriors – and you can't tell me they don't work on this. They get between where the Braves think the defense should end and the end line, and those passes have been fantastic. They've been pinpoint, right on the money, and they're scoring off of it.
Chief, as a player, do you have muscle memory on steps to get where you need to be? I mean, you may not count them, but you kind of have the muscle memory
of it. I think you got something there, Kevin. I really do. It seems that the Braves, when you think you're back far enough and you're not.
And all of a sudden you look down and you're barely in the paint, halfway through the paint. Lucas to Lyles. Lyles at the baseline. He'll kick it back out. Davis with a three from the far wing and gets it. That's his second three of the season.
He had one in the junior varsity game, Kevin, and he had one at Seals Grove, so this is another one tonight. You're right.
And by the way, Braves JV winning 48-32 to go to 10-2. Shot on the way for three, no good. Rebound Marshall. Marshall to Long. Long goes opposite court to Lyles. Now to Marshall again. Says, I'll take another three from that side, and he rims it in again.
Well, that certainly was a kick that the Braves needed to get their offense going. That's 6 points in about 25 seconds.
That closed
that time
the
by Davis Marshall.
And trying to answer back is Shearer three and a very late foul on the three-point shooter by Long. And there might have been I think the Shikellamy fans want a little bit of an Oscar nomination.
Well, what Braden did was he boxed him out, and there really isn't a lot of need to box out on after a three-point shooter takes the shot. But if you do it with a lot of force and, of course, a little bit of Hollywood in it, and the person goes down. Any way you look at it, Shear's got three shots here, and he makes the first one.
Yeah, the 60% free throw shooter on the year makes the first one. 3:30 to go, and an 8-point Montoursville lead is now 9. 19-10, and coming in now will be Meneer. He'll come in for Bauman.
19-10 Fruit Gum Company, right? Wasn't that the name of the group?
I don't know.
I'll
take you with you.
All right.
It's been a while ago. 20-10.
That's right. You weren't born then. I forgot.
That group was a while ago, too, if they existed at all.
They existed. Google it.
20-10. We'll do that on the way home. I'll let you do that. 20-10 with 3:15 remaining here in the first period after all three shots are good. Right now, Lucas Tilford trying to get long into the right spot, and he did not go down the middle. Hunter Shearer comes up with it. Lucas comes up and deflects that one out of bounds, and it will be Montoursville basketball just past half court.
Well,
past half court at Chickalemme. Yeah. Here, it's about three-quarter court.
Lucas wanted Durrell to cut down the middle, and Durrell did not, and Lucas threw the ball where he thought Durrell was going to be in the paint, and all that was there were some white jerseys of the Montoursville Warriors.
Mercado in for Long now. Shearer has it stolen away by Lucas. Lucas actually tips it into the hands of Lyles. Lyles back to Lucas. Lucas off the window. Can't get it to go, but will draw the foul on Dylan Young instead.
You know, now I think that's the second time now the Braves have had layups and they've been fouled and they've come close to making it, you know, and they need that to happen. Three-point plays.
Third team foul on Montoursville. Lucas to the line. He was 5 for 6 with before that shot. That one hits all the rim and drops in. Now 6 for 7.
And that's all within the last two games.
Absolutely right. And he'll go 7 for 8 as that one rattles home and makes it an 8-point Montoursville lead. 2:50 to go first period. Montoursville with the basketball. Dylan Young brings it up now. We'll set the offense guarded by Meneer and the man-to-man. Top of the key in the hands of Bauer. Bauer moved to the right side. Now deep three Shearer. That one's short. Rebound by Meneer. Meneer brings it back. Looks for Lucas Tilford. Tilford finds a lane. Drives in. Bounces off a defender. Lays it up and in. 20-14 in favor of Montoursville.
I've told you it's in overdrive all the time with Lucas Tilford. And he just saw that opening and took it. And there was no way anybody's going to stop him. And it's just a very hard layup from the right side.
Bauer, foul line jumper, good. Over Durrell Lyles. That was a really nice shot over Durrell's potential deflection.
Did a nice job of creating an opening there with the dribble and the crossover to get Durrell off of him a little bit. But I've got him for 12 points so far, Kevin.
Averages 13 a game. And Marshall driving in, misses the first effort. Lyles gets it, goes back up second time, no good. He gets called for the double dribble on the third time.
I'm not so sure that was a double dribble, more that it was a walk.
I mean, same result.
Same
but
result.
You're right.
He's going to lose the ball. But the official thought that he put the ball on the floor, twice after he caught it, but he did not. He just shuffled his feet around.
Lyles will now come out. Marshall back into the game now for Hernandez back in for Shikalemi. Lowe goes hard on Marshall and goes to the left side and skyhooks that one in.
Just a nice left-handed shot. You know, you're not going to block that shot. And if it's a high-percentage shot for you, what a great weapon for a big guy.
Right through the hands of Davis. Young on the fast break lays it up and in. 26-14, back to 12 with a minute 10 to go in the first period. Montoursville on top.
You can't make a mistake against this team.
No.
Especially if you do it in the front court, they're going to get a lot of people out there in the fast break.
Long three. Lucas barely moves the cords on that one. Line that one up from somewhere around Loyal Sauk Township.
Well, Lucas with his fifth, sixth, and seventh points there, Kevin, in early in this game.
Underneath low, bounces it inside.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what a great steal by Lucas right at the baseline. Feeds it out. Now Meneer will bring it back. Meneer finds Davis Marshall all alone. Hernandez too hard off the window. Rebound Bauer.
These guys are leaning back like they're going to get the shot blocked. You got to go into the basket or you're going to come up short all the time. Nice pass by Davis that time.
Young inside, feeds it off to Sims. Turnaround jumper is good.
The Montoursville Warriors make those inside shots. The Braves have been missing, and that's a big reason why Shikalmi's down 11 right now, Kevin. They've had some great percentage shots.
Top of the key, three. Lucas trying to draw the foul, did not get the call. Missed the shot. Long pass the other end. Lowe is going to run out of time. That'll do it for the first period of play. It will be Shikalmi trailing Montoursville. Montoursville with a 28-17 lead at the end of one. This is Shikalmi Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's the Start Something New sales event. It's the best time to buy a new vehicle.
We're starting something new with lifetime PA state inspections on all new vehicles.
Now that is new, Troy. We'll also continue to give the biggest discounts in the valley on Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles.
Come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Lucas Tilford made one of the best hustle plays I think we've seen in a long, long time. He reaches, goes about five steps, gets in the passing lane, steals it on the baseline, scoops it with his hand as he's stealing it, fires it back to the three-point line, and the Braves get the basketball and the turnover, but could not come up with the two at the other end.
And he was going out of bounds,
and he was going out of bounds with momentum.
Anybody else would have probably had the ball in their hands and would have stepped out of bounds. And I mean, unbelievable. That kind of stuff, I wish we had TV for people to see on that.
Montoursville student section, half of them in their pajamas tonight as it's pajama night. And Braves with the basketball, tipped twice. Mercado comes up with it both times, and the Braves keep possession as we start the first period. Luciano in the game now for Shikalmi as well.
You can't make arc passes, and they've got to be on the money, and you got to keep people out of the passing lane.
Yeah, it's got to be crisp against this team. Wide open, Mercado, top of the key three, rattled it home. 28-20 with a big three.
Well, the Braves not shooting too poorly from behind the arc. Ulysses picks up his first points of the game.
After that Selins Grove game, the Braves went from about 28% from the three-point line to 32. They're going to raise that to almost 35 so far in this game. There's a fadeaway by Bauer. No good. Marshall tips it out of bounds. And Coach Ziegler trying to get some assistance from the trail official, and there is no assistance given. It will be Montoursville basketball.
Well, both centers for the teams getting a little bit of rest here. Lyles and Lowe both out to start this second quarter.
Top of the key, Bauer with a basketball and a whistle away from the ball.
That's going to be on Davis Marshall.
And that is going to be foul number two on the Braves team. And it'll be his first. 7:02 to go in the half, 28-20, with Hunter Shearer inbounding underneath his own basket to our left.
The foul was away from the ball. I did not see
Way away from the ball, yeah. Shearer slaps the ball, and now we'll inbound to Good. Back to Shearer. Bounces it inside for Bauer. Bauer kicks it back out. They'll reset the offense. Bauer now inside of the foul line. Gets it to Shearer. Deep three. That one aired out. Underneath, getting it is Young. Turns around. Can't get it to go. Fights for the rebound. Makes the save inside. Shearer comes up with it. He'll make the jump on the back iron. No good. And underneath, Young will get fouled. That was great effort by Dylan Young underneath the basket.
Well, they're jumping for the ball, and the Braves are standing flat-footed, all right?
Lowe will come back into the game. He will check in for Sims. Lyles and Bauman will come in for, Davis and for Bauman. And a three-pointer for Hunter Shearer on the inbounds catch and shoot. From the near corner, makes it 31-20 as Montoursville nullifies another Shikalmi three. Luciano to Mercado. Mercado will drive the lane. He gets his shot stopped by Good. Shearer back the other way now. Sends it over to the right corner to Bauer. Bauer gives it off to Good, runs the baseline, lobs it over near side Young. And Mercado will commit the foul on Bauer as he tries to cut him off from getting that pass.
One of the things that Montoursville has done well is they've come to the pass. They've gotten the ball. You know, they've come towards the ball. And if you're a step behind them, you're going to end up fouling if you're trying to reach it. And that's exactly what happened to Ulysses that time as he tried to steal it.
Long coming in for Mercado now. Montour's over the inbounds. Bauer into the corner now finds Shearer. That one hits the backboard and missed it. Long with a rebound. Outlet now to Luciano. Luciano's pass tipped out by Young in front of the Montoursville bench with 5:56 to go and an 11-point lead here at the second period.
How many passes have we seen deflected or stolen or knocked by the long arms of the Montoursville defense as they get them out into the passing lane?
Kind of reminds you of how active Shamokin is in those passing lanes. Durrell backing up, works his way in, missed the shot, rebound by Good. Good will outlet to Bauer. Bauer brings it back to the basket to our left. He'll find Lowe. Lowe's pass tipped. Hernandez comes up with it. He might have been the one tipping that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he did a nice job that time, Hernandez.
In the corner, Long hits a three. No, came up a little short. Here comes Lyles getting the rebound. He will drive in, lose a handle on the ball. He is tipped out of bounds. Oh, a tough call there. It's against Shikellamy. Montoursville will get the basketball. Did look like one of the Warriors tipped that out of bounds.
Yeah, I would say that happened. I think the official got blocked.
I think he got screened as well.
And he did not see that. Yep. It was knocked out by Montoursville.
Young with the basketball. The Braves try a 2-1-2. And that goes away quickly as they went full court. Here's the shot from Bauer. It is inside just for two, but not by much. 33-20 with 5 minutes to go here in the half.
14 points for Bauer, 12 in that first quarter, his first bucket here in the second quarter.
Ballman on the near wing now will go to the foul line. He starts in, gets among the trees, and Lowe has to kick it out to Hernandez. Left side in the corner, Lucas. He'll come out to the foul line. He'll put one up and rattle it home. That looked like it was an off-balance shot, and I didn't think it had any chance at all, and it drops in.
Well, once Lucas gets elevated up in the air, it may look a little bit a little awkward, but his touch is very well, very good, Kevin, very soft.
Oh, and Lucas almost stole that one in front of Young. Young will get it inside to Lowe. Lyles might have got a hand on that and will get called for the foul.
If he doesn't,
he's got to calm down.
Yeah, he's going to get a technical foul.
That was a rough one there. I don't know. It looked like it was pretty clean unless he got him on the lower half.
Did you notice anything about Durrell's number?
You know what? I didn't notice it until you just told me that. Wearing 50 tonight instead of 33.
Chances are he forgot his jersey. That can happen.
From time to time.
Oh, that's not. That was Lowe picked up that foul shot.
And Lowe got the second one. Is he four for four?
Two for two.
Yeah. Okay, he was only
Shear's on one. Shear's 3 for 3.
Shear is the one I was thinking of, who just stole it away from Lucas. He will lob it out to Bauer. Bauer tipped by Lyles. Fought for the rebound. Coming down with it is Berger and a jump ball called. I didn't see who tied him up, but the Montoursville Warriors
right
have
there.
The possession
arrow.
Is it Lucas?
Yeah.
So Tilford, who took the ball the other end, creates the jump ball. And inbounding will be Montoursville's Hunter Shearer underneath his own basket. This is where he's done a pass in, pass back, shoot for three twice. This time he goes to low underneath and caught the Braves napping.
8 points for the 6'6" center from Montoursville.
Halfway through the first period, 37-22, Montoursville on top. Bouncing it into Lyles now, back to Lucas. Lucas hard off the window. Lyles takes the pass off the window. Can't get it to drop. It'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
See, they're the ones they have to make. They got to make the shot and then get a chance to shoot for the three-point play.
14 foul on Montoursville. Bowers first, and Lyles at the line to shoot a pair.
1 for 2 tonight, Kevin.
First one is good. Dylan Stevens coming into the game now for Ballman as Lyles will go again to the line. On the season, Durrell, a 45% free throw shooter, comes up short. And picking it up is Austin Lowe. Montoursville with the basketball. Berger pushes it up, sends it into the corner to Young for three. No good. Backside rebound by Bauer. Bauer has it stolen away, but out of bounds as Lucas steps on the baseline in the process of getting control of the basketball.
We've seen some very different calls here tonight, Kevin.
It's been interesting.
Yeah.
Bounce pass low, right, and Lyles was flat-footed on that one.
Well,
too.
That was Hernandez's fault. Hernandez was guarding him and left him come right down the left side. Didn't get between him and the basket. Freshman mistake.
Lucas Tilford, deep three from the left wing, no good. Rebound underneath in favor of Bauer, and Bauer will give it to Shearer with a 39-23 lead. Shearer to Lowe, now back to Bauer at the foul line. Now Shearer for three near wing, drained it. Lucas had good defense there, and no difference. 42-23 yeah. Montoursville.
All his points are in threes, Kevin.
Lucas quickly transitioning, takes the jumper from 10 right down the middle and gets it. 42-25, under three yeah. to go.
Well, Shearer picked up his 12th point in that last basket, and Lucas Tilford picks up number 11.
Young working on Long. Goes to the top of the key, finds Bauer. Underneath, turnaround jumper on the catch and shoot by Berger. No good. Lucas with the loose ball. He will bring it up. He has a 4-on-2. He will bounce it over to Hernandez. Hernandez misses the shot. Lyles with the putback. No good. Lyles goes up again. That time it does go. 42-27, 2:25 to go.
Lucas Tilford made that whole thing happen. He beat just about the entire Montoursville team down the court and got it into his teammates. And thankfully, the Braves probably, after playing a little bit of volleyball, made the basket.
Top of the key, Shearer open on the three. Back iron, no. Big rebound by Bauer. Bauer kicks it back out to Young. Young with a baseline jumper, good. 42, make that 44-27, under two to go in the half.
I'll tell you, Montoursville, Kevin, gets a lot of second and third shots.
Yeah, and they don't often miss. Lucas with a deep three near wing. Nobody boxed him out. He went back and got it, drove to the baseline, has his shot blocked by Lowe, gets it underneath the basket, misses that shot. Rebound tipped around, and Bauer comes up with it.
Lucas needs it.
Yeah, he needs to come out. Bounce pass underneath Bauer. Bauer will bounce it off the window and in, and you can't do it without a stoppage.
Well, what happened there, the Braves are playing with four players because right now Lucas is gassed.
He is definitely gassed. 46-27, a minute 15 to go, and they slow things down a little bit so Lucas can get his breath. Here comes Lyles at the foul line, finds Hernandez underneath, and a foul, and a bucket. Gets the foul and gets the two, and now it'll give him a chance to get Meniere into the game and Marshall as well.
That's a really nice pick and roll by Hernandez. And, of course, the person getting the pick was Darrell Lyles. Nice bounce pass as Hernandez rolled to the bucket. And he gets fouled by Bauer. That's his second for Montoursville. And he goes to the line. Chance to get the old-fashioned three-point play here, Kevin.
Bowers and Shearer are out. Meniere comes in, and so does Marshall. Meniere, of course, for Lucas. Marshall now in for Hernandez. 46-30, a 16-point lead with a minute 5 to go. And you know what? A 16-point lead is not bad with as well as Montoursville shooting tonight.
And as poorly as the Braves played that
right.
first quarter.
That's exactly
they
right.
They gave up 28 points.
Well, we thought this would be a big man battle down front, and it really hasn't been yet.
No, there's been a lot of great guard and forward play. People cutting towards the ball and moving without the basketball for Montoursville.
Young drives around Lyles, in and out, no good. Rebound by Sims. Sims too far underneath, and Young comes up with it and steps on the baseline. Shikonomi basketball, 37.3
well,
to go.
I don't know if you saw it or not, but Sims ate that one.
No, okay. I could
Darrell,
not see
Darrell,
that
Darrell
one.
Lyles, really did a nice job of blocking it.
I just looked up, and he had the basketball on the baseline. I couldn't see him. He was underneath, and Darrell just kind of just enveloped him.
Great timing by Darrell on that.
As far as my point of view, anyway.
Just as when he blocked the shot that he had the foul called on.
Pass tipped out by Sims at the baseline as was trying to get it into Stevens. It'll be Meniere inbounding with 18.4 to go and a 16-point Montoursville lead. They'll find Lyles underneath. He got the bucket. It won't go to the line.
That's big. That is really big, Kevin, here. You know, that's going to help out. A three-point play here gets it down to 13, I think.
That could be a big opportunity to get this one, as you said, just a little bit tighter here before half. Got it. 13 is the difference with 17.2 to go.
Now they need a stop.
Driving down is Young with a basketball, working on Long, and they are really fighting hard, and Long got called for the foul.
Not a bad foul because, you know, they're not one and one. Now
it's
they will be, but You know, it took some time off the clock.
Second foul on Long. They'll go to the backcourt, find Young there in the backcourt. Montoursville brings it up. Young will find Lowe at the foul line. They'll kick it out right side to Sims with two on the clock. Back iron no good, and that will do it for the first half of play. So after the first 16 minutes and a disastrous first part of the first period, Shikellamy has cut the lead down to 46-33. Montoursville on top here on News Radio 1070 WJOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Well, the holidays are over and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net. You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Ring in the new year by leasing an all-new 2019 Subaru Forester for only $259 per month.
Or choose rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months on all Outback, Legacy, and WRX models.
Only at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Forester KFB01 for $259 per month with $1,759 due at sign. Lease is 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Offer ends January 31st.
WNL Subaru, it's the right car to do.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
Welcome back to Montoursville High School. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Halftime here at Montoursville, where the Shikellamy Braves trail Montoursville 46-33 after a disastrous first half of the first period. Montoursville scoring 20 points in the first 4 minutes, kind of quieted down a little bit, and the Braves were able to get some offense back together. Only made the difference 28-17 at the half, but let me tell you, that could have been a lot worse at the end of that first period, Chief.
Well, what Montoursville did was they took advantage of their speed and also their advantage of the knowledge of this court, as they got a lot of points off of transition. I mean, Dylan Bauer had 12 of his 16 points in that first quarter, and I would say probably 8 of those in the first couple of minutes. They've just got great balanced scoring. Hunter Shear has 12, and Dylan Young has 6, and Austin Lowe has 10. So they spread it out pretty wide as they got 46 points in this first half. The Braves, on the other hand, are led by Lucas Tilford with 11, and Darrell Lyles has 9. And Davis Marshall with those 2 threes to give him 6 to lead the Braves. But the Braves did play much better in that second quarter, much better.
If I told you the Braves would be just shy of 20 points in each quarter, you'd think they'd been in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, they've given up 46 in the process, and Montoursville has really shot well.
You're talking about the Braves on par right now, probably to score 70 points, and usually that wins a basketball game, but... unfortunately, the way Montoursville got started, they've got 46 already.
Absolutely.
So they're gonna have to get themselves together, play some good defense, and I think I mentioned this in the second quarter. It's not that the Braves haven't had some high percentage shots. They've had a lot of inside shots that have not gone for them, and several times they've been fouled on layups and not made them. So they turn that around, and all of a sudden things start to look on a little bit brighter for the Braves offense.
Well, there's a lot of local sports news happening tonight within the last couple hours, and one of the big ones is the Bucknell Athletic Department has announced that Joe Susan has stepped down as Bucknell's head football coach. He'll assume a role in the Department of Athletics. So Joe Susan has stepped aside as the Bucknell head coach. That is the latest. You can see more information on that with WKOK.com as well. Speaking of Bucknell, Doug Birdsong is on Eagle 107 tonight, one of our sister stations, as the Bison lead Holy Cross 51-35 at the half. Holy Cross 11-6 overall, Bucknell 9-7. And again, there's another one. You think you'd score 35 points in the first half, you'd be in okay shape in a college game, but giving up 51 is not going to help the matter. Wow.
No, it sounds like Bucknell, like I think you said to me, they must be making everything that they're putting towards the basket.
A potential upset in the Big Ten. Indiana right now at the midway part of the second half, trailing Nebraska 54-40 right now. That's a big deficit in that game.
Nebraska's pretty good basketball team, Kevin. Yeah, but you're right. It would be an upset.
And at the half right now, Pittsburgh leading number 11 Florida State 36-34. So it's an interesting night in college basketball and in sports news in general. We'll take this opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Basketball.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Welcome back to Montoursville. Kevin Hurd with
10 seconds.
You were counting that out, weren't you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I often wondered about that.
Yeah, it's 10. It's actually 10.8.
Well, I was going to say, I was almost to 11. Yeah. I almost had to take one shoe off to get to 11.
Yeah,
but
that would, please, leave it on. For those of us that have to be up here in the crow's nest with you, leave it on. Yeah, we are up above the gym here in Montoursville tonight. Normally, we're broadcasting courtside, but tonight we are on the upper deck. Not quite as high as we will be in a couple of weeks again at Shamokin. And as a matter of fact, speaking of what's coming up this week, it is a very, very busy sports week on WKOK. You'll be able to catch a lot of great basketball. We have three games this week. We're going to be really busy tonight, Chief. It's going to be a long night. There'll be three games this week with Shikellamy. Tonight, of course, here in Montoursville. Then we're going to be back on the radio again on Wednesday at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium, starting the second half of the conference season with Jersey Shore coming to town. And then the Braves basketball team will play host to Warrior Run in a non-conference or a conference crossover matchup. Braves wrestling, there's three matches, two nights of wrestling, well, a night and a day, technically. Steve Williams will have the call from Sealands Grove with Shikellamy at Sealands Grove. That will be 7 o'clock on Thursday night, coming off of that big win at the Line Mountain Duel Tournament that you heard on WKOK.com Saturday night. Then Saturday, weather permitting, Shikellamy will make the trip to Bald Eagle area. They will start with Hollidaysburg at 11, and then at 1, it'll be Bald Eagle area. We'll have both of those matches for you here on WKOK and WKOK.com. And then Penn State Nittany Lion basketball Saturday night at 8 as Penn State takes on Minnesota. And don't forget, Championship Sunday comes up, too, at 2 o'clock with the Rams and the Saints in the NFC Championship game, New England, Kansas City in the AFC Championship game.
Well, Kevin, if you are a Shikellamy fan of basketball, you can catch the girls' basketball team home tomorrow night, the boys' basketball team home on Wednesday night, the girls' basketball team home Thursday night, the boys' basketball team home Friday night, and the girls' basketball team home Saturday afternoon.
And you don't have to leave Walnut Street.
And the only reason I know that is because former athletic director Joe Robsock's wife, Beth, takes tickets, and she informed him that, honey, you're going to have to find supper for yourself.
You're on your own Tuesday. For dinner.
Exactly.
You know what that means.
Yeah, he's going to go to the fire company and have a hamburger. Yeah. I know that.
That's right. Yeah, he's not making dinner. I don't. Yeah, it's not going to happen. He's not making dinner. It's going to be made for him, and he's going to end up not making his wife make dinner for him. That's what it's going to be.
That's a lot of home basketball for the girls and the boys basketball team at Shikellamy.
Well, and you know, and there's a you talk about the folks that, you know, you talk about the Rob Sox and the work in the stand and everything. You got folks in the concession stand giving up a couple of nights.
Yeah.
You've got all the people, you know, Ron Pratt a lot of times.
He's the manager.
Yep, he's the game manager.
Wes Hare takes care of the taking the tickets in, and There's a lot of people involved with that.
And if you don't mention Mrs. Herbster, I'll get yelled
Amy,
at.
Or not? Yeah, she's there all the time.
Yeah, I don't want to get yelled at for not mentioning it.
Bob Balonis and Ted Interlevich run the clock for the boys. Bob runs it. Or no, I'm sorry. I think it's Rick. I'm trying to think who runs it for the girls now. Dave McDermott does the books. You know,
Jim Bell with the public address.
There's just so many people involved to make the things function. And
I'm sure I'm missing other people, too, and not on purpose, believe me.
I will tell you right now that anybody that has an event at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse always gets Shikellamy's best, and they're usually very satisfied. I know last year when we had the Northumberland County All-Star Game that everything was basically a volunteer from those people. And that thing went off so smooth, and it was a great Sunday evening for both of those games.
And I believe that Shikellamy will again host the conference tournament.
Heartland Conference, yeah. It's a great location because the central
parking's good.
Parking's good, and it's a nice facility. All right, it's not the biggest around, but the lighting is fantastic. The court's nice. It's easy in and easy out. As you come into it, there's no crossing, trying to go in front of benches or. It's just a nice facility, and you know, right now, athletic director, what's that guy's name? Tim Four?
I don't know. Yeah. I used to talk to him a lot. Now I don't talk to him very often.
I know. Well, he didn't want to talk to you most.
That's
of the time.
Probably why. Yeah. He kept saying there were other reasons he was leaving coaching. I personally think it was because I was asking him too hard of questions.
Could be.
Yeah, that's just my feeling.
But Tim makes things go there now.
I could be wrong.
You could be. But you may be crazy.
That's true. Halftime, Montoursville leads at 46-33 on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices and save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, leave the shoes outside.
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
As we get ready to start the second half, it'll be Dylan Young, Dylan Bauer, Brandon Good, Hunter Shearer, and Austin Lowe
for the Warriors. The Braves will have the ball with Dylan Stevens, Braden Long, Carson Ballman, Darrell Lyles, and Jacob Hernandez. Braves attacking the basket to our left, trailing it by 13 as we're underway here in the second half. Ballman holding the ball high above his head. Stevens will come out top of the key to go get it. Finds Ballman near wing three, just a little bit short.
Well, they could have used that one, Kevin.
You betcha.
I would have got it down to 10 points.
Shear on the backside with a rebound. He will give it off to Young, who pats his chest to set the signal. And Bauer now at the top of the key. Working his way down to the corner to Young on the right side. Now back to Bauer again. Bauer running out of real estate, guarded well by Hernandez. Shearer outside for the three, no good. Rebound by Young.
See, that's what I mean. Montorzo just doing a nice job of getting second and third opportunities on the offensive sets.
Good drives in, goes to the near wing, finds Young for three, and he hit it. 49-33, 7 minutes to go, third period.
Missed a three, they get a three. That's a six-point swing here.
Yes,
49-33 for Montoursville at this point.
Hernandez on the left side to Ballman. Ballman now to the foul line, almost stopped. And then to Lyles. Lyles to Hernandez, missed the shot. Second effort was good off the window. Montoursville, Logo looked like he kind of gave up on that one.
Well,
thought he meant it. Maybe he thought it was going in.
But Jacob lost him on the first one when he missed it. But again, he does a nice job of getting that rebound right away and going up with it as quick as possible.
And a foul on, let's see.
It's going to be on Carson Ballman. That's one of those, I call it a wrestling foul because it's like riding time as you're going across the court there. You got your elbow, you got your your hand on the person's waist and you're pressing on it, and the official says, I better call that because everybody can see that.
That's a tight waist.
A tight waist.
Yeah.
Yeah, riding time.
Riding time's only in college, though.
That's true. When I was in high school, there was riding time.
Oh, I didn't realize that. There's a shot from the foul line by Austin Lowe from the far elbow, and that one's good. 51-35 as Lucas Tilford checked in at that stoppage for, that was for Stevens.
And Lowe picks up number 12.
Here's Lucas with the basketball now, backs up to the three-point line, finds Lyles. Lyles puts it on the floor, works his way in, now amongst the trees, finds Hernandez from about 12 foot on the baseline. Jumper is good.
Jacob picks up number 7, Kevin. I mean, they're getting good points out of the big guys.
Yeah.
Just got to get some points from the outside, too.
51-37 in favor of Montoursville. Young with a baseline jumper from about the same distance. Hernandez hit it moments ago.
Well, Young with 5 points here in the third quarter gets his total for the game up to 11. So, you know, Coach Ziegler was right. They got a lot of weapons out here.
You bet. Long to Ballman with 5:22 to go in the third period. Braves down 53-37. Bounce into Lyles. Lyles will draw a crowd. The pass is tipped. Hernandez comes up with it for a second. Loses it. Gets it back. Sends it out to Ballman. Open for three. Does not get a chance to take it. Lucas in the corner for three. That one rattled around but couldn't drop down. Rebound by Lowe.
Stolen
Lowe had it stolen
Lucas.
Away by Lucas. Far wing three. That one rimmed in and out. And a tip out of bounds. Off of Lyles, and it will be.
No, it's going to be.
I'm sorry, I'm going to correct that. It's off Young, and it will be Braves basketball. Thank you.
That was great hustle by Tilford to take that ball off of Lowe. And again, he made the mistake of bringing it down, and that's where the little guys can get it from you.
Lucas with the basketball after passing it off on the inbounds. Goes to the foul line, works his way in, comes up short. Lowe with a rebound. All white shirts underneath the basket.
Yeah, everybody's kind of just standing around and watching Lucas do some work there, Kevin.
Young, open three, far wing, no good. Tip out and chase down before going out of bounds. Good on almost the half-court line. Shearer comes up with it, now gives it back to Long.
Yeah, Lowe got away with one there, Kevin, trying to tip that ball out. You know, he probably should have tried to grab it. Nice back door.
And tipped out of bounds, Long, but then it jumps off of the hands of Bowers out of bounds. Long made a nice job of covering the gap there late.
Yeah. Well, Bowers with a back door on the left side, and the pass was there, but you're right. That was good defense by Braden Long once he got there to disrupt that flow.
Marshall in for Hernandez now. Braves still trail 53-37, 4:10 to go in the third, and a whistle as Long was driving in and got fouled on the way in. That was a tough call. And that one's going to be on Hunter Shearer. Team foul number one on Montoursville, his first. And Meniere inbounds to Ballman. Back to Meniere into the corner on the far side. Now Lyles draws three guys, fights his way through it. Left hand, scoop shot, and rolls it in.
That's the strength that young man has, but I have no idea how he did it because he
went. I don't either.
He had two guys hanging all over him, and you can't tell me somebody didn't have a hand on his arms. But you're right, great left hand, picks up the points 10 and 11.
And driving in is Bauer. Bauer kicks it back out top of the key. Shearer in and out for three, no good. Rebound, Meniere. Meniere will weave through some Montoursville players. He will get the basketball, see the lane open. Goes the long, though, for a three off the wing, no good. Gets his own rebound, drives right back up. Fouled by Lowe.
Lowe's probably saying, I did everything I could there to block that shot. And it was. I thought it looked like a pretty good block from
he
here.
He just got a little bit of the wrist with his little finger. And I'll be honest with you, it was like the little finger to the hand is all that was got, all the contact that was there.
But Braden did a nice job of attacking it, Kevin.
And comes up short though on the shot. Checking in now will be Berger. Berger will come in for good. And Ballman will come out. Lucas Tilford back in for Shikellamy.
The Braves not having a stellar night from the foul line.
No, they need this one with 3:32 to go in the third. That one is no good. Missed them both. Bauer with a rebound. Young coming back, attacking the basket to our right. Braves in a man-to-man now. Bauer loses a handle on the dribble because Lucas tipped it out of his hands. Montoursville retains possession. Jumper, Bauer, over top of Lyles. That was a beautiful shot.
Well, he just does a nice job of taking the ball and making a dribble and getting one step away so that Durrell won't get a hand in his face.
And Meniere fights his way in, and that one got blocked, and coming back the other way is Berger. Berger's shot deflected by Young, picked up by Davis. Marshall back to Young. Young going in, finds Lyles trailing. Lyles loses it, tips it out to Marshall. Marshall now at the foul line, goes back out to Meniere on the far wing in the corner, long three, just a little bit short. Shearer has his pocket picked by Lucas. Lucas to Lyles, lays it up and in. 55-41 and a timeout, 30-second timeout by Montoursville.
Again, that entire basket.
That's on Shikellamy, the timeout. Sorry,
that,
Chief.
That entire basket can be credited to Lucas Tilford as he stole the ball again off of a rebound that Montoursville had picked up and drove down the right side, and everybody collapsed on him, and he bounced it over to his good friend Durrell Lyles. All right, and Durrell had another nice left hand in there.
Shikellamy's only given up 9 points in this period, but the problem is they haven't been able to score any points as well. They only scored 8 themselves.
Well, they've had some opportunities. Those two missed foul shots hurt.
Yeah.
When you make a stop against a team like Montoursville, who has so many offensive weapons, you better make your baskets all right. If not, it's a long, long night. And, you know, Bauer's probably having one of the best nights he's had in a long time with 18 points for Montoursville, and I'm sure the Braves didn't want to see that with all the other weapons that they have to throw at him.
Coach Ziegler calling that timeout, his third timeout of the game. Over to the right side. They go all the way to the left to Shearer. Shearer makes a steal. Meniere bumps Berger. Berger comes up with it. Shearer in the corner for three. Comes up short. Put back by Lowe is good. Far corner three for Shearer was not quite long enough, and Lowe was able to tip it in anyway for two.
Well, Austin Lowe didn't let anybody give him a chance there to even get close. There's no Braves under the baskets on that shot.
Marshall with a catch-and-shoot three from the far wing. That's his first miss for three, though. He's made two earlier.
But when your 6'5 guy shoots the ball and the other 6'5 guy's outside, there's nobody in there to rebound, Kevin. You have to make it or it's a disaster.
The numbers are not in your favor. Far side three, Berger, no good. Lowe with a putback, no good.
Mercado,
with the rebound. He's trying to fight through a defense that now commits the foul. And this one, I believe, will be on Shearer. It is indeed. That'll be team foul number three and his second.
Again, the Braves just can't get this down below 10. That would be a key in this quarter to get it down to single digits, the lead, and they just haven't been able to do it.
Minute 30 to go. It's 57-41 Montoursville. Lucas Tilford between the circles now, bounces it into Lyles. Lyles, forceful move, and he will draw a foul on Lowe, and this will be, I believe, number three on the big man from Montoursville.
I only have one.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
And it is his second. Wow.
Yeah, I think you might have. I think you might have.
It just seemed like he had more than that.
He was always around when people were fouling.
Well, that could be it, too. And Lyles that time very short on that rebound, or on that free throw.
2 for 6 so far, Kevin.
Himself or the team?
Himself.
Because the team hasn't been shooting much better either. Second one is short as well. And it goes right into the hands of Young. Minute 17 to go in the third period. Montoursville leading 57-41. Young bounces it into the corner to Berger. Berger to Shearer to Young, and that pass cross-court left side to Bauer just over the outstretched hands of Marshall. Dangerous pass. Low turnaround jumper from baseline is good for about 10.
16 for the 6'6" senior from Montoursville Low right now, Kevin, and he gets, like you said, can hit from anywhere.
That is his game average, too. Lead now 18 with 45 seconds remaining in the third. Lanier to Tilford. Tilford now working over the right side. Takes a jumper from 12 just outside the paint. No good. Gets it back. Double pump. Off the window. No. Tip out goes to Lyles, who is way outside for a change. He will drive the lane. He will go up, and it will be a blocking foul sending Durrell to the line. But he could not convert the two.
And that will be number three on Low.
I was just a little bit behind. I was predicting the third one.
And that's gonna bring in Sims. I'm pretty sure they'll bring him in.
Yeah, we have not seen him yet tonight.
Yeah, he played the first half.
You're right. He did give him a little bit of a breather. I'm sorry. And Sims will check in right now, as a matter of fact. Meneer comes out. Luciano comes in. And Lyles misses again from the line.
You know, Sims makes some very nice fly fishing equipment.
I don't know. I need
a fly rod. I just thought you knew that. No, they make really good waders and wading shoes.
I was going to say, because I just need a fly rod. Sims, that one hits all the rim.
I have a fly rod for you if you want one.
Oh, that would be great.
I'll give it to you.
We should do that. We should fish again.
Yeah, we should do that. You're right.
We keep talking about it. We never end up getting to it. Lyles makes the second, 59-42, as he gets the chance to get a little bit of a breather. With the basketball now is Sims. Sims will find Shearer for three. Got it! Oh, that is a killer right before the end of the period, and it's a 20-point Montoursville lead. No time on the clock. Lucas lets one fly, and it goes nowhere near the basket. At the end of three periods of play, after the big three, it is Montoursville 62 and Shikellamy 42. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Well, folks, the good news is that they held the Montoursville Warriors to 16. The bad news is the Braves were 1 for 6 from the foul line in that quarter and only scored 9 themselves. So now they're down 20 to start this fourth quarter.
And that big three-pointer, though, right before the end of the period, boy, that one really, really hurt because the Braves had defended the shots well earlier on.
What's Hunter Shearer averaging? He has 15 right now.
He averages 7 a game.
He has 15.
Yeah, and all of them were threes, aren't they?
Everything was a three, but three of those were the three foul shots he made after he got fouled.
Well, that's true. There was the three foul shots. And again, good, crisp passing from Montoursville. As they'll pass it around, it's Young with a basketball into the corner to Bauer. Also from Montoursville, it's good.
Well, they're trying to double up when they can.
Yeah, Berger's also in the game as well as Sims.
They're spreading the defense around pretty good.
Sims with it underneath, and foul on Darrell Lyles. I think he was just breathing heavy on him at that point. He gets called for a push. Second foul, team foul number two, as it's Darrell Luciano, Stevens, Mercado, and Hernandez for Shikalimi. Young with the basketball. Sends it into the corner to Bauer. Bauer comes out to the near elbow. Now they'll give it off to Good as they try and run some clock here. Back to Bauer at the foul line. Long jumper over Darrell Lyles' hand. And again, he hits another big one for two. That's like 20. The third time tonight he's done that.
Well, he just does it. He gets you, lulls you to sleep with that quick dribble and steps back and pops it.
Averages 13 a game. Stevens shot no good. Lyles underneath the rebound, no good. And this time it goes into the hands of Sims.
The Braves doing a lot of throwing the ball up at the basket instead of shooting, especially on the inside, Kevin.
Young with the basketball over to the right side to Bauer.
And a lot of that has to do with the fact that there's a lot of body pressure when they're in there, too, from Montoursville. He's trying to get it on the glass.
Bounce pass, driving it is Young. Lays it up and in. 6:15 to go here in the final stanza. It is 66-42 Montoursville.
And 13 points for Dylan Young. He's done a nice job of dribble penetrating, too. And if you lay off of him, he'll hit that 10-12 footer also.
Braves defensively giving up 69 points a game. And that block goes to Bauer as Lyles went in, and the ball drops right into the hands of Sims. Under six to go.
It doesn't happen a lot.
No, it does not.
Darrell getting a shot blocked.
Montoursville up 24. Bounce pass to Bauer over to the right side. They'll get it to Berger, and then they'll swing it all the way out to the left, and Mercado defending there with Good. On the floor, Bauer. Back to Berger now. Berger back to Bauer. Underneath, right off the window and in for Brandon Good.
Well, that's Brandon's first basket of the evening, but that he just did a great example of moving without the ball. Kept moving and eventually got himself in an open position. He got to feed. Made the reverse layup.
He's been working hard, too.
And well, he earned that one, Kevin.
Stevens driving in, finds Luciano far side three, overshot the basket, and a foul underneath. And this one is going to be charged to Bauer.
Actually, I think it's going to be Dylan Young. Dylan Young picks up number
two. Wow. Okay. I'll tell you what, I am reading it wrong from up here.
You have your glasses on, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't think they're working. I think I'm looking through the bifocals. Lucas Tilford checking in. He gets the inbounds, bounces it off the rim, no good. Loose ball picked up by Berger.
How many times have we seen those 2 to 4 foot shots just come right out?
And Young goes by, goes over top of Long, no good. Rebound by Good, no good. Braves get the ball back. They'll find Hernandez, and Long never saw the no-look pass coming.
Well, basically what Braden needed to do was he needed to catch the ball, put the ball on the floor, and then look across. And that would have given Jacob Hernandez a chance to, you know, to get a little bit closer. But
4:30 to go, a 16-point Montoursville lead. And they press broken as Bauer gets it now. He will lose a handle on the basketball, somehow come back up with it. Go to the left side on the wing, find Young. Young goes baseline to Sims. Sims has his pocket pick. Here comes a 4-on-1. Lucas right to the bucket and will go right to the line as he got fouled by Brandon Good.
There was no way that ball was going to get passed. He had Braden Long on one side and Dylan Stevens on the opposite side, but there was no way he was stopping at the foul line to pass off. He's just going to try to burn it in there.
Lucas comes up short, and that is only his second miss of the season. Of course, this is only his second game. Shearer back in, Lowe back in. Good minutes from Sims and Berger for Montoursville.
I think Carson Ballman's going to come in for the shooter here, Kevin.
By the way, this is a seventh team foul of Montoursville, so a 1-1 coming up from here on out. Well, until they get to 10. And that one in and out, no good. And Lucas is very frustrated after missing that one.
Braves have not scored with half of this period gone, Kevin. And it's 26-point lead by the Montoursville Warriors.
Bauer bounces it into Long. Long back to Bauer. Bauer draws a crowd. Steven tries to tie him up, and he does. Possession arrow in favor of Shikalami as Wyatt Nedling comes back in. Also coming in now for the Braves for Hernandez is Stevens. Marshall. And Lucas will come out. Bauman will come in as the chief predicted. You are an oracle, my friend.
No, I'm not. Oracle, are they those fictional characters that have a horn down the middle
of
their
head? That's an orc.
Oh. Oh, from Tolkien, right?
Yes. Okay. Oh, there's a nice block from low from behind on Marshall, and it goes right into the hands of Montoursville. Yeah, that would be a Lord of the Rings reference.
Lord of the
there.
Rings reference, yep.
Austin Lowe to the near wing to Bauer.
Every time Montoursville passes the ball, they cut to the basket. So, like I said, they move without the basketball.
And Young will be fouled by Stevens. Foul number three on Shikalimi. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go in this game. A 68-42 Montoursville lead. The Braves will make a couple of more changes as they bring in Jared Van Kirk. Van Kirk will come in for Long. In the backcourt now, Young with a basketball, chewing on the mouthpiece as he has. I wonder how many mouthpieces he goes through in a season. Over to the right side, Bauer with it. Now back to Young, left side Shearer, guarded there by Bauman. Big man low coming outside, Marshall taking him out. Side that three-point arc, tries to tip it away, but Shearer gets the pass now. Back to Young as they try and eat some more clock. Bauer tries to find low, flashing through and got the pass off a little too early. And now the Braves will bring in Blacius, Meniere, and Luciano for Bauman, Stevens, and Darrell Wiles.
Well, Austin Lowe, if he would have kept going on that cut, he would have gone right to the basket, but I think he was expecting to get it about halfway across the paint.
Shearer will come out of the game as well for Montoursville, and coming in now will be Isaac Barrett, the senior. So what you're saying is Lowe came from high to low but forgot the ball. And a travel on Marshall for the turnover. Jake Sims comes back into the game. And a player we do not have on our lineup, number 50, is in the game.
He's one of the kids that was played on the junior varsity, one of the bigger guys. But I'm not sure what his name is.
I don't think they announced him coming in either. Young with the basketball. And a 68-42 lead. They'll give it off to Nedling. And big number 50 fires up a three. That'll bring the student section off their feet. 71-42 with 2 minutes remaining in a Montoursville lead. Meniere with the basketball. Goes into the corner, finds Marshall. In and out, no good. Almost had his third three. And a rebound by number 50, who, again, is not on our roster. We apologize. Young with the basketball over the right side. He will give it off now to Sims. Sims driving the lane, and a foul. Two shots coming. And another player who is not on our roster coming in as well. Marshall will pick up the foul number three, his fourth team foul, sending Sims to the line and makes the first with 132, make that 135.
Well, Jake Sims had a basket in the first quarter, all right. Oh, sorry about that, man.
I was trying to catch who that was coming in.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, that's all right. Second one is good for Sims as well. If he makes a basket, we should be able to hear it. 73-42 with a minute 30 to go. Here comes Luciano off the window, no good. Rebound by big number 50. He'll give it off down to 23, who we don't have on our roster as well. Back to 50. He will direct traffic. And the dish off right side to Nedling and a travel. Minute 10 remaining in a 73-42 lead. Chief, when was it? The Braves have not put a ball in the basket in this period, have they?
No. They've been shut out.
Luciano with a basketball. He'll bring it up with a minute 3 to go. He'll find the top of the key, find Mercado on the right wing. Back to Luciano, under a minute to go. Luciano driving into the baseline, blocked by number 23. And a foul.
Well, a chance here for the Braves to get on it.
Zach Mallory is the player, that one of the players we were trying to find. And Mallory will pick up the foul on that one. Luciano misses his first opportunity.
Wow. Come on, Nate, let's get one in here.
Yeah, 52.9 to go. The last thing you want to do is go scoreless in a period. I think that happened once for the Braves in the last decade. And that one can't drop in either. And losing it out of bounds is Sims, so the Braves will get it back with one more opportunity at least, with 51.6 to go to get on the board here in the final stanza. Van Kirk with it, back to Minier, three-pointer from the corner, in and out, no good. Rebound by Sims. Sims will give it off to Zach Mallory with 42 seconds to go. Mallory moving to the right, loses a handle on the basketball, and Minier ties him up. Possession arrow in favor of Montoursville with 34.1 to go.
Kind of crazy, Kevin.
Gets that way about this time of the game. Number 50 with the basketball. Again, we don't have his number. Sends it inside to Barrett, who puts it up and in. A crowd favorite with 23 seconds to go makes it 75-42. Mercado with a three, and the Braves are on the board in the final stanza. 75-45 with 10 seconds left. Mallory will dribble high, and the Braves will get ready to warm up the bus and head back down Interstate 180 into Northumberland and into Sunbury. Montoursville wins it 75-45. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Little Addie's is a trendy, relaxing coffee shop. Innovative seasonal drink flavors, plus mochas, lattes, fresh ground coffee, all handcrafted and made to order. Little Addie's has a full breakfast and lunch menu, too, to help upgrade your day. Check out the weekly specials, including Addie's homemade soups to warm you up. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them on Facebook or stop by to be greeted with a smile. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Montoursville improves their record to 9-2 overall, 4-2 in conference play,
with a 75-45 victory over the Shikellamy Braves. The Braves, who had scored very, very well in the first half, came out in the second half and put together 12 points. The frustrating part of that, if you're Coach Bill Ziegler, is that's less than either of the first two periods of play, Chief.
Yeah, they didn't help themselves from the foul line. They had opportunities in the third quarter. They went 1-for-6 from the foul line, which would have put them into double figures, at least if they would have made those shots. Just not a very good second half. And, you know, unfortunately for the Braves, once in a while that's been the story of their game plan, or their game situations, where the third quarter they run into trouble. But they ran into a lot of trouble in both third and fourth quarters here.
You know, and early on we talked about the big court. We talked about it in the pregame. I know Bill Ziegler and the coaching staff talked about it with them. It definitely had an impact in this game.
In the first quarter.
In the first quarter of the game. And that's when Montoursville put 20 up on them right away and really started to show their offensive dominance.
Kevin, I almost said, if it weren't for that first quarter at halftime, the Braves should have been real close in that. But the way Montoursville took control of the second half, you know, it wasn't a fluke. Not a fluke.
And they passed the ball very, very well. Again, excellent. That's something that Coach Bill Ziegler said to us in the pregame interview as well. You know, how well this Montoursville team passes the ball. So, again, Montoursville moving up to the Division One of the Heartland Conference this year and really making an impact here.
Well, they're the district champs from last year, aren't they, if in their division, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're correct. But
I'm not 100% sure. But
I don't remember what I had for dinner last night, so I am not a wealth of information.
They do have a very nice team. I like the way they're very unselfish. They move without the ball continuously, and people get them the ball when they're open. They do. So,
Coach Bill Ziegler kindly coming up with us and joining us here on the post game. And, you know, we talked. You talked about it, Bill. You talked about how well this team passes the ball. And I think we saw that a little bit tonight and how well they were passing the ball, especially in the second half, trying to run some time off.
Yeah, of all the teams I saw play this year, you know, Montoursville and Danville are the two teams that I think, you know, they don't care who scores. They share the ball if you're open or whatever, and they move very well without the ball. I knew they were going to, you know, we had to play very well defensively to, you know, make sure we had everybody covered. But Montoursville also shot the ball really well tonight.
You know, after a night where you were hitting about everything, both at the line and from the floor, tonight just couldn't seem to hit anything. It just looked like, you know, nothing was dropping.
Our stat guy had us for missing 16 layups in the first half.
Yeah, that
and,
was a big problem.
You know, we said we're down 13 at halftime. We just make a third of our layups. You know, you're down three, and you know I talked at halftime. I said the fellas are not going to shoot that well again if we continue to put pressure on them, and they did continue to shoot that well. So, you know, I will tip my hat to Montoursville. They shot really well tonight.
I thought the two things, and you mentioned the one, we had so many opportunities inside where the ball came back out right away. And I think that a lot of it had to do with the pressure underneath. But those missed shots were tough, and our foul shooting wasn't very good tonight either.
No, I'm not even sure we made one in the second. We made one in this one free throw in the second half.
Yeah. So
our second half offense, we got frustrated because the school, you know, when you get down by 13, next thing you know, it gets to 20. Sometimes, you know, you start forcing some things, and our shot selection wasn't the most intelligent tonight.
Well, Bill, hit the reset. Second half of the season getting ready here in the conference coming up Wednesday night with Jersey Shore. We'll talk to you on Wednesday back at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Coach Bill Ziegler joining us here on the post game tonight. Montoursville with a 75-45 victory over the Shikellamy Braves. Chief, your final thoughts on tonight's matchup and tonight's game?
Well, I think Coach Ziegler hit the nail on the head when he said that Montoursville shot well, but I think we were talking the entire game about how well this team moves. They're very fluid. They make good passes. And the one thing I remember a coach asked me the other night for his eighth graders, how do you get the kids to move without the ball? I said, well, that's a good question. Well, I would come up here and I'd show them a tape of Montoursville's team because they pass and they move. They don't pass and watch. And like I've said many times, it's not a spectator sport when you're on the floor. And it worked for Montoursville tonight. As if they were open, they got the ball.
Well, we invite you to visit one of our sister stations, Eagle 107, 107.3 FM, or click on Eagle 107 on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. You can catch the last 5 minutes or so of the Bucknell-Holy Cross game. Doug Birdsong at the Soika Pavilion. Bucknell leading Holy Cross 84-72. That is an offensive juggernaut in
yes,
that
it is.
Game
Not a lot
there.
Of defense being played there.
No, sir. About 9 minutes to go in the second half. Pittsburgh leads Florida with a potential upset, 55-49. And a final, Nebraska dumps off Indiana, 66-51. Maryland and Wisconsin just getting underway, with Maryland leading at home 8-6 in the first. That runs down what we have for you in college basketball of interest. We'll be back here. I will be back on the air Wednesday on WKOK and WKOK.com. As we said, starting the second half of the conference season with the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. We'll have game time for you immediately following CBS News at 7. Join us in person or on the radio or online. Once again, our final score, it was Montoursville 75 and Chicoutimi 45. Montoursville improves the 9-2 overall, 4-2 in conference play, make that 5-1 in conference play. Chicoutimi will fall now to 2-10 overall, 1-6 in conference play. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Chicoutimi Braves basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. A WKOK Sports presentation.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.